You're listening to Northside Today. I'm Pat Meehan, and now I have Grace Willens in the studio with me, and she's going to talk about the interculturalism project she's working on. Hey, Grace.
Hey, Pat.
Okay, what's happening?
Well, thanks for having me in today. We're nearing the end of our training for the intercultural project, so we're going into week 6 of 7 weeks. So we still have a bit more work to do on editing and learning how to make promos and other technical things like that. But for the most part, participants seem to by now have a really great grasp of the differences between like commercial and community radio, and are still working out ideas about interculturalism and how that's applied within a media context.
Yeah. Okay. And you've said they've 2 weeks left for the project. Is that it? No?
They do. Yeah. 2 weeks left for training. And then
there's a further 13 weeks.
Yeah, 13 weeks of production. We'll take a small break around the holidays just because it's just not feasible with people and families to jump right into production. But probably in mid-January, the next round of the series will get going. So in this last training session, we took a little break and kind of brainstormed on if we could make any programs we wanted to.
Right.
Related to interculturalism, what would our dream programs be? Now, I forgot to say dream programs within reason, so I had people writing down they were going to interview Barack Obama and Martin Scorsese. I'm going, oh, dear. I wish. Oh, who knows? Maybe it could happen. But, there were some brilliant ideas for the next series, some of which crossed over with topics that had been started by the last group and others which were just completely new. So...
So what other kind of ideas? Can you remember any of them that were thrown into the mix?
Some of the interesting ones that came up were talking about, and I know this is a burning issue for a lot of migrants, the exorbitantly high third-level education fees for migrant students. Mm-hmm. People also wanted programs themed around sort of more abstract concepts like solidarity and diversity. There was a great idea to have a panel discussion on culture and contraception, which could be really interesting.
Right.
And then talking about the lack of diversity in mainstream media, not only looking at migrants, but women and looking at different ages as well. And that fed into looking at representations of young people and youth culture in the media. And I guess just a couple of other interesting ideas that stuck with me were talking about asylum seekers and integration and whether integration is possible or why it is or isn't prioritized. And then also looking at the education that goes on, like informal education in the home, and how parents in migrant families manage to communicate cultural traditions to their children and pass those on. So I thought that was quite an interesting one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So are you, you mentioned that you're feeling a little bit tired after the whole thing so far, are you?
I mean, it's a lot of work. It's funny, I said to the participants on Friday that that was the fastest day of my life, in a good way. It's exhausting, but training, you're talking so much, 6 hours straight, and you want to convey so much information. It can be quite draining, but also very energizing at the same time. But I guess the main reason I'm tired is that for my project, I attended the Domestic Workers Action Group fundraising gala on Saturday.
All right.
And one of the participants in the intercultural project was the master of ceremonies, and she did a few presentations and dancing and loads of other things at this event to raise funds for the Domestic Workers Action Group at the Migrant Rights Centre Ireland. And it's a group that advocates for the rights of people who work in private homes in Ireland. They can be quite vulnerable to exploitation.
Yeah.
So it's a great cause, and it was an excellent night.
Okay. Was there much money raised for the cause?
I believe so. I know they had to pay something for the hotel and the meal where it was on it, but I think something like 10% of every ticket and 100% of all raffle tickets
went into
the group.
Yeah. That's not bad, is it?
I think it's great. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the room was packed, so.
Well supported then, yeah.
Absolutely. And really a well-deserving group.
Okay. Okay. Okay, so there's 2 weeks left to go on this project, and then 13 weeks of...
Making the series.
And then can you project further down the road from after that? What happens then?
Yeah,
Start all over again.
There'll be another group coming in around April or May.
Okay, and have you already started that... ball rolling, so to speak, with regard to looking for participants.
A little bit. Like, that's why I went to this event on Saturday. Yeah. I was going up to tables and giving people my card and letting them know what the project was all about. Yeah.
Yeah. And was there enthusiasm for it from did you find out?
Some people thought the idea was great. I suppose it's getting the right balance. I think a lot of people, you know, it takes a certain kind of person to want to hear themselves on the radio. And then it's another kind of person to want to do a project on interculturalism and sort of grappling with these issues. Mm-hmm. So some people are like, yeah, I want to come on and have a hip hop show. But, you know, we're looking for somebody who wants to sit down and sort of grapple with these issues that face the community and issues of diversity and anti-racism.
Well, you're bound to get some people with unrealistic views of what the whole thing is about. I mean, like you just mentioned, somebody wants to do a hip hop program. Mm. A lot of people who volunteer for Near FM, I'm not saying a huge percentage of them, but a certain percentage of them would want to, when they'd be asked what they want to do, oh, I want to do a music program. And it's not everybody can just, you know, it's not really what Near FM is all about. I mean, there has to be a balance of talk programs, so to speak, and music, and it's always a challenge to try and get that balance right, because a lot of people would be young perhaps, and they want to come in and do their own, you know, they want to be a DJ, so to speak. You can't just do that, because that's unrealistic, really.
I'd say there's no harm in it, but I think it's important to keep a balance. Like, you want to entertain, but also you want to make sure there's quality information going out and stimulating debates. But yeah, I think it's interesting. What kind of makes the project so rich is that people come at it from different perspectives and they want different things out of it. And that's what I really like, that, you know, we go over the basics of what interculturalism is versus multiculturalism or assimilation. But exactly how people interpret that, and particularly within a media context, there's such a spectrum. And so that's what's so interesting for me. You know, some people may want to come in as DJs, but this interculturalism theme translates into influencing the music that they choose and expressing themselves through maybe a variety of artists. So
that can be interesting as well, really.
Sometimes.
So would it be fair to say that you have been enthused by the whole project so far, and the fact that people are so into it, so to speak?
I'm really happy that we haven't thus far, knock wood, had any dropouts. I try to work really hard to keep people involved.
Good,
we've only completed one full leg, so, you know, we'll wait and see. But I think it's a wonderful project to be a part of. And sometimes it's so much fun interacting with people. I really do like working with people that I forget. I can put too much in sometimes, but it is. It's wonderful, and it's definitely enriching.
Have you done anything in this field before?
Interculturalism and diversity. Mm. Yeah, actually going back as far as when I was in high school, I was in a group called CAP, which was our Cultural Appreciation Society. But it was basically for girls who were part of minorities, because the school we went to was pretty homogenous. And this group ended up being mostly those of us who were on scholarship. Mm-hmm. And I just remember it was a space in which we could kind of talk about how we fit into this larger culture that existed in the school, and kind of talk about where we came from and how that was different and how we fit in and found our place and found our feet there. But there are issues I've always been thinking about, and having emigrated from the States, you know, my own integration and the economic boom that Ireland has had. I mean, there's so many people going through what I am now who've just come in the past 10 years and are still trying to figure out how they fit in within Ireland and find their friends. So, I hadn't done it as much in a formal work setting, but it's always been something I've thought about and struggled with.
So now you're doing it, yeah.
Yeah, now I'm trying to put all that theory into practice.
Yeah, and it's working. It's working for you.
I think so. I hope so.
Okay. Well, have we anything to add to that, Grace?
I think that's about it. But Pat, thanks so much for having me today.
You're more than welcome.
I appreciate it. So I enjoy our chats.
You might be back in again next week.
I hope so.
Okay, Grace. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.